Hello, English learners. Welcome back to English Pod. My name is Marco.
And I'm Erica.
And today we have a fun and scary dialogue.
That's right. This lesson is full of language you can use to talk about being scared.
All right, so we're going to be looking at a scary lesson today, and we have nothing to preview, so let's listen to this dialogue and see why everyone is so scared.
Eddie, why are we at this scary-looking mansion? It's like ultra-spooky.
I told you already, Shabby. The owner of the house says there's a ghost haunting his house, so we have to go in and investigate.
Like this.
Come on, guys, stop being such cowards. It's a mystery and an adventure.
This place gives me the creeps. Seriously, guys, let's get out of here. I'm getting goosebumps just being here.
Shabby is a scaredy cat.
That laugh came from this room. Let's go and check it out.
Look, a ghost! Run!
Well, that sounds really scary, but actually it kind of reminds me of another TV show.
Very similar to another TV show, but it's different.
Okay, but some interesting language that you can use to talk about things that are scary, so why don't we look at that now in Language Takeaway?
Language takeaway.
So let's start with the very first line of our dialogue. Shabby described the mansion to be ultra spooky.
It's ultra spooky.
Spooky.
So, okay, we've got two interesting words here, ultra and spooky. Now, spooky is scary, right?
It's a little bit scary. It maybe makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable, or maybe it makes you feel a little bit scared.
Okay, so not very scared.
Not super scared.
But ultra spooky.
So ultra is another way of saying super or very or really spooky.
So if it's ultra spooky, then it's...
very scary.
Okay. All right. So our next word. They said that in the house, there is a ghost haunting the house.
Okay. There is a ghost haunting his house.
Okay. So the verb to haunt...
okay, to hunt. So the ghost is coming to the house frequently and not letting them live in peace.
When a ghost haunts something, it visits it often and scares it.
Exactly. Now, they were all afraid and they didn't want to go in. And so Wilma called everyone cowards.
Stop being such cowards.
Cowards.
So a coward.
A coward is a person that's not brave.
A person who's scared of everything.
Exactly. So they were being cowards. They were afraid. So that's why they didn't want to go in.
Well, speaking of being afraid, Shabby said, I'm getting goosebumps.
Goosebumps.
To get goosebumps.
All right, to get goosebumps. Now, goosebumps, it may sound a little bit strange, but it's very easy when you're scared or maybe you're cold.
Mm-hmm.
The skin on your arms or on your back, it gets a little bit bumpy.
So your skin looks like chicken skin.
Exactly, chicken skin. And that's actually how we call it in Spanish, chicken skin. But this is goosebumps, so I guess it's kind of similar. A goose?
Yeah, same idea.
Goosebumps.
All right, and finally, Scruffy said, Shabby is a scaredy cat.
A scaredy cat.
A scaredy cat.
You're a scaredy cat.
Well, a scaredy cat is not really a cat, right?
No. It's a person who is afraid of everything.
Okay.
Similar to a coward.
But more informal.
Much more informal. So somebody is a scaredy cat. And I think even a little bit more juvenile. As
so
adults,
children use it.
Yeah, as adults, you wouldn't say he's a scaredy cat.
All right, great. So some interesting scary language. I think we need to hear it one more time, slowed down in the dialogue.
Eddie, why are we at this scary-looking mansion? It's like ultra-spooky.
I told you already, Shabby. The owner of the house says there's a ghost haunting his house, so we have to go in and investigate.
I don't like this.
Come on, guys, stop being such cowards. It's a mystery and an adventure.
This place gives me the creeps. Seriously, guys, let's get out of here. I'm getting goosebumps just being here.
Shabby is a scaredy cat.
That laugh came from this room. Let's go and check it out.
Look, a ghost. Run.
Okay, so now that we understand all the vocabulary we saw in language takeaway, why don't we take a look at two phrases now in Fluency Builder.
Fluency Builder.
Well, Shabby said, we're at this scary-looking mansion.
Scary-looking mansion.
So a scary-looking mansion.
Okay, so the mansion looks scary.
All right, so a mansion is a big house, right, that looks very scary. Now, this is a really useful and helpful pattern you can use with English. Something looking, so adjective looking.
Right, so you can say good looking.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of examples, so why don't we hear a few more now?
Example one.
That guy is making me nervous. He's really creepy looking.
Example two. I saw the craziest looking house today. It was built upside down. Example three.
What a nice looking dog. Can I pet him?
All right, great examples, and now we know how we can combine looking with different adjectives.
Our next phrase, Shabby said, this place gives me the creeps.
All right, gives me the creeps.
To give someone the creeps.
So if something gives you the creeps,
it makes you feel uncomfortable and scared.
Maybe scared, maybe nervous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so why don't we give some examples? I could say, hey, Marco, see that guy over there? He keeps looking at me. He's giving me the creeps.
Okay. Or I can say, clowns give me the creeps.
Oh, that's right. You're afraid of clowns.
I am afraid of clowns. Okay. They give me the creeps.
All right. Well, it's a really helpful, useful phrase to use when you're talking about being afraid. Now, why don't we listen to the dialogue one final time?
Why are we at this scary-looking mansion? It's like ultra-spooky.
I told you already, Shabby. The owner of the house says there's a ghost haunting his house, so we have to go in and investigate.
I don't like this.
Come on, guys. Stop being such cowards. It's a mystery and an adventure.
This place gives me the creeps. Seriously, guys, let's get out of here. I'm getting goosebumps just being here.
Shabby is a scaredy cat.
That laugh came from this room. Let's go and check it out.
Look, a ghost. Run.
Okay, so an interesting dialogue about ghosts and haunted houses. So what do you think, Erica? Do you believe in ghosts? Have you ever seen a ghost?
No, I totally do not believe in ghosts, but I understand that you disagree with me.
Well, I've experienced strange things, but I don't know if it was a ghost or an alien. I don't know. It could have been anything.
An alien.
An invisible alien.
Okay. So what happened?
Well, once I was having dinner with my parents, and we had a table, and on top of the table, there was a glass full of water.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, it started to move across the table, and then it started to spin while it moved.
So was there an earthquake or something happening?
No, nothing. We were just, the only thing on the whole table that was moving was that, and we all just kind of stared at the glass moving, and we didn't know what to do. And then my mom started kind of giggling, a nervous laugh, and we really didn't know what happened.
Now, I understand that in Latin America, people are more superstitious. They believe more in ghosts, right?
Exactly. In Latin America, people are very superstitious. They believe in ghosts or in spirits, or we have a lot of urban legends about, you know, like a leprechaun that lives under a bridge, or, you know, somebody's grandma that comes and haunts them or visits them at night and stuff like that. So, yeah, Latin American people are very superstitious in this sense.
Yeah, I think in Anglo countries, it's a little bit less common to say that you believe in ghosts. Like, maybe inside you think ghosts are true, but you wouldn't really tell people that.
Right. I think the difference would be that you have a different type of superstition. Like, people are afraid of black cats.
Right.
Or the floor or the number 13.
Yeah. Or opening your umbrella in a house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, because they consider it to be bad luck, but not because something like a ghost or an alien is going to come out and eat them.
So, listeners, why don't you tell us what you think about ghosts? Are people superstitious in your country? Do they believe in ghosts?
Come to our website, englishpod.com, and let us know, and we'll see you guys there.
Well, thanks for downloading, and goodbye.
Bye.